Hello and welcome to the Hyperspace Radio Podcast, coming at you live and then recorded from Interdimensional Exit X2317. Galaxy Milky Way, Star System Sol, Planet Earth, U.S., San Francisco. We like the Earth. It's kind of cozy. It's rustic, a little rough around the edges, but it just has a certain charm to it that you don't find on your more advanced planets. Just a grit, which I guess makes sense. It's the name of the planet is literally dirt. So, we are also proud to be broadcasting on Earth through their adorably named internet. With me as ever is my co-host, Zblit. That's right, bro. We've got a couple of things going on before we get to the main event, which is our reading of the short story, My Undead Dad. But first, a little notice. If you were wondering where the galactic overlord for your sector is right now, things may have been a little quiet in your part of the universe, and you're wondering why. Well, it turns out that there was a Galactic Overlord Convention, the first of its kind, and somehow not the last. I would have expected one Galactic Overlord to take out all the rest, and then we'd have to deal with a Universe Overlord and questions of what a deity is and yada yada. But apparently, they kind of all canceled each other out. There was some concern of the venue, so, you know, they installed special ultimate weapon detectors. But of course, Galactic Overlords could get some minions from their galaxy to, you know, kidnap scientists and devise ways to get around some sort of, you know, ordinary security methods. But, as it turns out, because the Galactic Overlords are all unscrupulous psychopaths, they all ratted each other out, and it all kind of canceled out. They just kind of had a quiet meeting. So citizens, don't get too used to the quiet, but, you know, appreciate it for now. Also, be aware, one of the things that they did discuss was the difficulty of finding good minions. So there might be some employment opportunities for you. They were mentioning the sweet spot of minions being competent enough to execute their diabolical plans, but not so competent that the minion would have their own diabolical plans. So if you're recruited, don't feel insulted. They're not saying you're stupid. We'll just leave it at that. Without further ado, let's go forward to our reading of this episode. My Undead Dad by James Beach. Originally printed in Better Tombs and Graveyards magazine. My dad's undead, but he's still a great dad. We play around in the living room when he comes home from work, or we'll go out in the yard and play tag. Every now and then, one of his hands start to fall off. Mom or me will pick it up and put it back on with a bit of rubber cement. He'll smile. He probably thinks we fuss too much. He died a while ago, right after my 6th birthday. He was a sales consultant for some internet company. He went out to their Christmas party, and he didn't return that night or the next. Mom got real mad. She called Grandma and even got out her suitcase. 3 days after the party, a big package showed up on the porch. It was from the internet company. It was Christmas morning, too. I was real psyched. We dragged it into the living room and opened it up. He was in it. "Dad," I said. "Just where do you think you've been, worrying us half to death?" said my mom. My dad responded. Mom looked at him kind of funny and told me to go to my room. I went up the stairs and tried to listen. I couldn't hear too much. First she screamed. Then I heard her call Grandma. A couple hours later, she called me back downstairs. Why does Dad smell so funny? I asked. She sighed. He's a zombie now. What's a zombie, Mom? Someone with a dead body and mind that has enough soul left inside them to follow simple commands. Are you guys going to get a divorce? She paused for a bit. I don't know. It's supposed to be till death do you part, but I don't know if that applies here. She looked over at the box my dad was still in, and he looked back up at her. She shivered. For better or worse, though, we'll just have to make the best of it. Later on, Grandma told me what had happened. The internet company was going under, and they needed more funding. So they traded Dad's soul to the devil. They scotch-taped him to a boardroom table and sacrificed him and everything. But just when they were about to trade his soul, Satan found out my dad was really just temping for them. So Dad wasn't really owned by the internet company. It was more like he was rented. So the devil had to return his soul to Dad's now dead body. Dad works in advertising now. It was bad for me at first. He was all weird. None of the other kids had undead dads. Why did I have to have one? He was so different. I told Mom I didn't want Dad to be undead. Mom said I just have to get used to it. I hated it. Like sometimes, if he had a long day at work, he'd come home and make these hollow, scratchy, growling noises and snap his mouth open and shut. He smelled so weird now, too, and he only ate raw liver. And we had to give away our dog, too, because Rusty kept gnawing on his leg. Then he got really into yard work. So lame. He would go out in the yard with a shovel like 4 times a week. Mom gave me a whole new chore because of it. Every Saturday morning, I'd have to go out and fill in the holes where he'd taken a nap. Next, he bought a big new power mower. That was really cool. But he would just hog it all weekend. He'd stay on it until vultures would start to circle. And then Mom would call him in, and at least I could ride it for a while. The one thing that was really weird, weirder than anything else, was that now he'd try to play games with me and have fun and stuff. And we never used to do stuff like that when he was living. Back then, he'd just come home late and go to bed. If it was a weekend, he'd mostly watch TV. Now that he was undead, though, he wanted to play all the time. And I'd have to be all careful now. Like, if we played catch, his hand would keep flying off, and we'd have to dig it out of the bushes. He just wasn't like the dad I knew. I didn't know what to do. I couldn't ask him to be alive again. Even if he could be, it didn't seem like he'd really enjoyed being alive. I mean, when he was breathing, he wasn't decomposing, but he wasn't doing all that much else either. I was mad. I didn't really want to be around him. Then one Saturday morning, he knocked on my door. Just like when he was alive, he didn't really say much. This time, though, was different. He was holding something. It was a scale model of a fighter jet. It was new, and it looked really cool. Also, he'd glued it to his fingers. I helped him pry it off, and then I helped him glue his thumb back on. It felt good to help him. What he tried hadn't quite worked right, but he tried. Mom pointed out that having his heart ripped out and burned by his employer maybe really helped him appreciate his family. When the weekend was over, he went back to work. I watched him go, and I found myself looking forward to him coming back. Maybe we could work on some models, or maybe just lie around on the couch and watch TV. It was good to have him around. I think because even though he was undead, now he was at least really here. It was kind of embarrassing at first, having an undead zombie dad. Now I think it's kind of cool. And you know what? My friends do too. You know, not that I care. But it's fun. Salesmen don't come around anymore. Jehovah's Witnesses forget it. All he has to do is open the door, and they run screaming and clutching their Bibles. It's amazing. And you couldn't have a better dad for career day at school or Halloween. He'll still have a bad day at work every now and then. He won't talk about it. Also because he currently lacks the power of speech. But I can still tell something's bugging him. And now I know ways to cheer him up. Usually all it takes is a fresh shovel full of dirt on him on the couch there. And then we vacuum it up. Mom minds a little bit, but she can tell it makes us happy. I don't know if I want to be just like my dad when I grow up, though. Not alive, I mean. He's always trying to get me interested in graveyards and morgues. I just think they're corny. And sometimes it's a bit rough to be in a closed car with him, too, especially in the summer. Mom tells me not to be such a nitpicker. And Mom's right, because no matter what, my dad is a great guy. He isn't even fully alive, and he still works so hard for us. Maybe someday he'll retire, and we'll all move to Arizona. He'll decompose a lot slower there. Until then, he'll keep on working to give us the good life. I love my undead dad. The end. And now, before we go, a message from our sponsor, Space B&B. Want a change of pace? Go into space. Go to another planet. That's how Ziblet got here. I had a sublet. Ziblet is a force pattern being made of some sort of quanta. It's not really corporeal. So it's really even better than having a roommate because he doesn't actually take up any space. And I'm amassing galactic credits, which are useful outside of Earth if you want, if and when you want to travel, just for having strange beings over for lengths of time that you might not even notice are there. And for those of you off Earth, if you want to visit a nice, rustic, sort of charming planet like Earth, there's plenty of places available for a cheap vacation. Space B&B is signing up all the great places for you aliens to come and visit, ranging from the Sasquatch enclaves in the northern Himalayas to just outside of camera range at any number of picnics. And for our more discerning intergalactic guests, Space B&B offers the special up-close and personal experience. If you are a fully registered non-corporeal being, there's a possibility of consciousness ride-alongs and even possession. Ziblit. Don't put this in the podcast, but you're a roommate, right? This isn't like a possession. Don't tell me it's complicated. I need a yes or no. No? Okay. All right. Good to know. Anyway, put us back on. All right. So, yeah. Space B&B. Come along and have some fun. And I'll see you all next episode. Cheers.